easily navigate your retirement transition with tips, tools, and strategies on this edition of Golf Life Navigator's Guide to Success with your hosts, Fred Altvader and Jason Becker.
Welcome to another edition of Golf Life Navigator's Guide to Success. I'm Fred Altvader. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, the president and co-founder of Golf Life Navigators, Jason Becker. Welcome, Jason. How are things in sunny Florida today?
Do you really want to know, Fred? Do you really want to know what it's like down here?
I do. We're dealing with a couple inches of snow here. I'm definitely Florida dreaming today.
Yeah, it's a perfect 75 and sunny out there today. It's Chamber of Commerce weather, that's for sure.
Well, I know that you have been doing quite a bit of traveling. Could you bring our listeners up to speed on your latest trip to Arizona?
Yeah, it was a fantastic trip out there. We've had a number of people over the last 4 or 5 months call us looking for help in that market. And so we certainly wanted to help facilitate that and get them in touch with the right PGA professionals out there. So I made a trip out and put a little team together. So we have a support system on the ground. So if anybody was interested in Scottsdale or Phoenix or the Tucson area, we can certainly help them out and at least get them in touch with the right people so they have a support system when they arrive. As you know, Fred, that market out there is just as saturated as South Florida is with golf communities. And I know that was my first time there, and I was bouncing around, and I kind of felt like a client of ours would feel like. I didn't know where to go or who to talk to. Luckily, I knew some PGA professionals in the area, and they really gave me in the right direction. All in all, I was very excited about being out in Scottsdale, making some new friends, and kind of laying the foundation for Golf Life Navigators Arizona.
Well, it's been a few years since I've been to the Scottsdale-Phoenix area, and I'm sure it's changed quite a bit, but it was quite beautiful. The golf was fantastic when I was there several years ago, and I have been just a little bit north of there to the Sedona and up to the Flagstaff area, and those are absolutely gorgeous. Sedona is one of my favorite places in the world. So can you give us a current real estate market update down there and what you're seeing? You know, also, one of the things I know that you're seeing is people begin to plan for the retirement at an earlier age. Could you address those for us a little bit?
Yeah, we did a study not too long ago of our last 100 onboarding clients. So these are folks that called us, requested information. We consulted them, and we studied the data. And a couple of things really stood out to us. Number one, our average onboarding client is 55 years of age. Our average closing, those that were purchasing their home and purchasing their golf membership, is 59. And so it makes a lot of sense to start the ball rolling with 2 to 3 years to go before retirement. And that way you're ready. And it takes that long to get all those that foundation in place and to make sure that everything's in order from your retirement up north to the sale of your home up north before the transition to Florida. So it was very interesting to see that it was such a younger demographic. And studying with those, talking to those folks, it was interesting that they all had a common theme. I watched my mom and dad come out of the World War II generation and work, save, and then move to Florida in their mid to late 70s. Now they're gone, and they didn't get to really experience Florida, experience the sunshine and get out of those winters up north. So I think the mindset of the 55-year-old now is, let's start this now. Enjoy life, get out of those winters up north, and start traveling. And even if it's in a small investment condo, at least they have a place to come 2, 2.5 hours away by plane and can experience some sunshine during the winter months.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense. And as you're talking, when you did your study, and as you're talking to people, are there some common misconceptions that people have when they're starting to think about their retirement or moving to Florida or looking at it for a retirement community?
We've noticed one very, very big conception, and I think that people feel that Naples area, Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter, is too expensive for them. I've talked to a number of folks, and when we get to the budgetary piece of the consultation, and they automatically don't think that they can afford those areas when they certainly can. And so that's why it's so important to go through the consultative process, even if you think you know what area of Florida you are fit for. You can certainly live in those other markets, be a part of it on a much smaller price point. It's just a matter of, you know, talking to the right people and getting in the right direction, because there's plenty of inventory out there that can satisfy their needs.
You know, you mentioned that you're seeing people looking to plan and thinking about getting a second home or a retirement property at a younger age. Here in the north, we're seeing the average age of private clubs and country clubs kind of going up. So that's a little different trend than what we're seeing up here.
A lot of younger executives, people that just want to come down here for those 90 days, snowbirds, if you will, or to have a place where they can come down here for a week at a time because they still are working. It's not a bad investment either. I think people with a little bit of extra, you know, capital to work with as an investment, you know, why not buy a small condo in South Florida? The market values and statistics will certainly, you know, prove any more that that's investment. And I think our in Collier County last year, market home values and pricing went up 24%. So that's pretty good return on anybody looking to invest into the Sunshine State.
I know on the other side, you know, you talk about Palm Beach and Jupiter. I see there's a small property for sale over there in Jupiter listed for around $55 million. Are you guys handling that?
No, we didn't get that. We didn't get that listing. But kudos to the folks that did, because that's a big.
Well, Jason, thanks for those updates on Golf Life Navigators and seeing in the real estate market. And I'm sure our listeners have those same concerns that you were mentioning, and it's always good then. You are the expert, so you're the people that they should come and talk to, answer those questions, and you can help make the process a lot easier for them.
Yeah, we're neutral. We consider ourselves Switzerland, so when we go through a consultation, it doesn't matter to us where you go. We just want to help you get there. And so we take a very, very independent approach with all of our clients.
Well, Jason, let's move on to our next segment, and we have Jeff Raymer with us today from the West Bay Club in Estero, Florida. Jeff, welcome to the show. I believe you just received a huge honor by being named to the South Florida PGA Hall of Fame. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How did that come about?
Well, thanks, Fred. That's a good question.
A lot of hard work.
Pure luck, probably, is my guess. I've been a golf professional in South Florida in the Naples, Estero area since 1984, and I've been pretty involved in the local PGA, the sectional PGA, and the national PGAs. A time factor, probably, just they saw it was time maybe to put an old guy in there. I guess maybe it's just my turn.
Well, I was looking down through the list of names who are already enshrined. There's a couple you may have heard of before, Jack Nicklaus, Patty Berg, Bob Toski, Bob Murphy, Tim Rosefort, Joe Steranko, Jim McClain, just to name a few of the more recognizable names. Plus, I think there's another old guy in there with you by the name of Lynn Josephson, who is also the co-founder of Golf Life Navigators.
Certainly an honor to be in the same Hall of Fame as all of them, for sure. I certainly don't feel worthy to be with names like that. Quite a career honor for me, and I'm very proud of it. It's a pretty big deal.
We certainly want to congratulate you on that, and I hope you have a great time with it. Let's talk a little bit about West Bay Club. That's why you're here today. Where is it located, and tell us a little bit about the club, if you would, please.
Sure. West Bay Club is located in Estero, Florida, about a mile south of Corkscrew Road, a mile north of Coconut Point Mall. So it's in a terrific location. Building going on, a lot of business, a lot of restaurants. We're on the west side of US 41. We back up to the Estero Bay, so we have some beautiful vistas, and it's very serene back here. You don't hear 41 about all you hear birds and animals, and it's a pretty unique place for South Florida, wherein you're backed up far enough where you really are just out there by yourself. So it's a pretty neat place to be at.
I've had the chance to go out to Sanibel Island a few times, spent some time on the beach there, on Fort Myers Beach, just a little bit north of you. And that whole area is really beautiful in there. There's a lot of nature, a lot of different attractions, a lot of things to do. I see on your property you have the Bay House. Can you tell me, what is the Bay House? Explain that to me.
The Bay House is part of our community. Each resident within West Bay Club has use of the Bay House. At the Bay House is our fitness center, pool. We have a beautiful resort-style pool at the Bay House. Serve dinners there in the evenings a couple nights a week. So it's really a place for the residents of the community to gather, whether it be for dinner, to go to the pool, exercise. They also have, you know, Mahjong classes, dominoes, book clubs, you name it, they've got all kinds of stuff to do that work out of the Bay House. It's a beautiful building that you see on the front of our website. It's really gorgeous.
So it's like a community center, gathering place, events are held there. If the members want to have weddings and those kind of things, you can use this club. And it's just kind of the central community place to gather and meet and get to see all the people in the community.
That's correct. It's a pretty busy place. The tennis facility is right next to it. So between the tennis facility and the Bay House, that's a pretty area of our community.
Well, Jeff, we're kind of a golf show. We always like to talk about the golf. And I know you have a fairly nice little golf course right here. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Terrific golf course. It's a real gem. Our golf course is a PV and Pete Dye golf course. The yardage of our golf course is 6,800. We have 8 sets of tees that our members can play from. Kind of a unique golf course in that only a couple times during your round will you crisscross from another hole. So each hole that you're on is own individual hole, which is pretty unique down here based on development and construction of homes. Usually it's an afterthought, but our golf course, individual each hole. So it's a pretty unique setup that we have.
I believe I saw that West Bay, the community itself, has several different communities within the comp. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
I can, yeah. We have several different types. We have towers from single-family homes, multi-dwelling homes. There's about 8 different types of communities within West Bay that make up our community. Condos, really, those are the views when you get up to a certain point within the condos. You actually can see the Gulf of Mexico. So being on the Estero Bay, we're right on it. The Gulf of Mexico, as the bird flies, really isn't that far away from our community.
Yeah, I was looking at the pictures on your website, the beautiful pictures there. Looks like a gorgeous place. I see you have some tall condos, as you mentioned, the towers. And as you mentioned, then you also have small family dwellings and the larger dwellings also, if somebody wants to get into something like that. You know, and you touched on just a little bit, too, in your comment that man does not live by golf alone. So you have a lot of other amenities there, such as the beach, the Bay House that you mentioned. In addition to golf, you have jogging and walking trails. You have a nature park and preserve, the tennis facilities, fitness, and even have a dog park. So can you tell us a little bit about the nature park and preserve? What is involved with that?
Our community actually consists of about 800 acres, but we've given back approximately 400 acres for preserves. The community itself almost sets into a preserve, which is really unique. It's beautiful. The amenities, we have a boat dock with access to the Gulf, which is pretty unique in communities in South Florida. Although we're all near the Gulf, not many can boast that they have a boat dock that you can put your boat in and actually get to the Gulf of Mexico, and we can do that here at West Bay Club. So that's a pretty neat feature, along with the beach house that you mentioned, which is located down on Bonita Beach. It's a beautiful restaurant. That's part of the West Bay Club community amenities that when you live in here, you get to go use the beach house. That's a really spectacular amenity we have, along with the boat docking access. We've got pickleball. We've got access for that. We've got basketball courts. The walking trail kind of goes through what we call our river park. It's a really unique development, a beautiful place. I like to refer to it as a diamond in the rough, because we're back off of US 41 on a road that just dead ends into this beautiful development called West Bay Club.
Jeff, as everyone knows that has listened to some of our prior shows, I enjoy a good meal about as much as anybody. I understand you have some various dining options there at the West Bay Club.
We do. Our new chef, Bruce, does a wonderful job with his team. We have our golf house, of course, for our members. So we have that option. We have the Niblick, which is a building, basically our 19th hole across street. We have a bridge connecting our clubhouse to the Niblick, where upstairs is a large bar area with big screen TVs. It sits about 65 to 70 folks that would like to have a casual dinner, lunch. Below it is our 19th hole. When you make the turn, that's where you can get your sodas and your sandwiches. We have the Bay House, which you had mentioned earlier. That's another dining opportunity that can be used. We serve during the high periods of the season. We'll actually cook out at the pool, where you can get burgers and hot dogs and chicken sandwiches, and then we have our beach house. There's a lot of options for our members and our residents to choose from. All of them are fantastic, so they can't lose no matter where they decide to go.
If you were coming into the West Bay Club for the first time, what is the one thing that you think is maybe unique or maybe jumps out and would grab the visitor's attention or your attention for the first time?
Well, when you first pull into our gate, you're going to come to a roundabout with a big fountain. And as soon as you get to the fountain, when you look to the right, you're going to see our resort pool and bay house. And it is simply gorgeous. The landscaping, our general manager, Brian Schultz, does a terrific job of landscaping our community. That, to me, when you pull into West Bay, that really grabs you as to the beauty of the landscape within our community, how well it's maintained, how pretty it is, and how well kept it is. So to me, I love pulling in through the gate every single day I come here, because as soon as you get here, you just have that calming feeling of, man, this place is gorgeous and I work here. So it's kind of a pretty cool thing for me. I love it. I think it looks great for a prospect or a potential homeowner buyer. When they pull into that, I think that would be one of the first things they see, because it grabs you as soon as you get through our front gate.
Jason, any comments or questions for Jeff?
Well, I would just add that I'm a huge Estero fan. Do enough consultations to know that people don't necessarily want to be in Naples, don't necessarily want to be in Fort Myers. And so what better place to be than right in between? Estero's has two big shopping and dining facilities with Coconut Point, as Jeff mentioned, and Gulf Coast Town Center. But then you're 15 minutes from the airport, 20 minutes from a hospital, either direction. Jeff will allude to this because I know he's a fellow FGCU Eagle, but any of those prospects that have kids or grandkids that are going to be attending Florida Gulf Coast University, that's 10 minutes down the road, too. So it's a perfect spot to saddle up for the next 20 years. Great golf course, and can't say enough about the property and the staff there. And I know Jeff won't toot his own horn, but he's the type of golf professional that you want to invest into the club of your future with. You want someone that's been in the business, very active in the community, in the PGA of America, and has tenure. It says a lot about not only him, but the membership, that it's a good, solid organization. When you're going to invest in your future, why not do it with a staff like that? It's fantastic.
Jeff, do you have any final comments before we let you get on about with your day?
Come stop by West Bay Club. It's a beautiful place. You won't be disappointed. The golf course will meet all of your needs. We have terrific programs that we run. I would just like to throw a few of those in. We have a terrific nine-hole ladies group that meets on their own day. We currently have about 30 ladies that play. They have a great time. They love it. They have their own day. We have an 18-hole ladies league. We have a men's league. We run couples events on Sunday afternoons. We have nine wine and prime. So we have a lot of fun here. We have great events. We run the events professionally. We take them serious, but we're the staff. We make it fun for our members. I think we have a lot to offer for anybody that's looking. There's not a lot of things that we don't have, and there's a lot of things that we do have that most communities don't have. West Bay is a great place to hang your hat, as Jason says.
To find out more about West Bay Club, visit their website,
www.westbayclubs.com. That's clubs, plural.
They're located at Estero, Florida, just south of Fort Myers, a little bit, just north of Naples.
You can also call them at 239-948-3482.
Find out more information. Jason, I think we're ready to move on to our next guest. We have Thomas Meyer, the PGA member and chief operating officer of Golf Life Navigators in Sarasota, Florida. Thomas, welcome to the show. Give us an idea about why you came to Golf Life Navigators, how that all came about.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for having me on. Jason and I go back to our college days, and I went to school with Jason at FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast University. You know, I went through the club side of it, the green grass side, being a club pro and working in the different, high-end clubs in the area. And Jason kind of sat down with me one day, pitching the idea of really helping these folks that are moving down from the north, that successful, smart golf enthusiasts, how are they finding out their information? They're finding it out by Google. They're finding it out by the Plain Jane, websites, or, by word of mouth. And with the situation with, equity golf clubs, you've got to be sure. You've got to be 100% sure. And who better to steer you in the right direction than a local PGA professional that's going to have all that local in-depth knowledge that you know, typing into Google golf clubs in Sarasota isn't going to be able to provide you. When he really kind of told me about it that way, my biggest thing, especially when I was on the club side for being a golf PGA professional, was customer service first. You know, always my main focus, and that's certainly carried over to Golf Life Navigators and in the way that we deal with our clients. You know, really create a personal relationship with them, and we can invest in them. It's a nice relationship to have, and you know, we want to make sure that we get that member, that client, to the right club for them, and we want to make sure that that club has the right member for them. So that's you know, just kind of an overview of, you know, how I got involved with it, and Jason, you know, telling me all about it, and it's been really interesting, really fun. I guess that's kind of the best word to describe it, you know, for the initial beginning of our launch here in Sarasota for Golf Life Navigators.
You mentioned that you are in the Sarasota area, and I think that's the area that you work in, so you are the expert there. What are some of the clubs that you're associated with in that area?
We actually, we just started a couple months ago to really ramp up things here in Sarasota, and the response from the clubs in the area has just been fantastic. We've got some very high-end private. We've got semi-private. We've got a lot of different types of clubs that have partnered with us and affiliated with us that, you know, we're very pleased about. We've got TPC Prestancia, which, you know, any golf enthusiast hearing the TPC name is just going to, their eyes are going to pop out of their head because they know what they're going to get with the TPC. They're going to get the highest-end service, the highest-end golf course, you know, food, dining, social. We're also affiliated with the Oaks Club. We're also affiliated with Plantation Golf and Country Club, Venice Golf and Country Club, Sarah Bay Country Club, River Wilderness, Sun and Lake Country Club, and then we've also got a couple country clubs that are pending contracts right now, but very interested. We've got River University Park, Laurel Oak Country Club, Heron Creek Country Club, and Lakewood Ranch Country Clubs. Pretty good docket right now of the clubs that want to be involved with us, love our idea, really want to develop a relationship and partnership with Golf Life Navigators going forward.
So you have a pretty wide cross-section of the clubs in the area and availabilities. If I'm coming down from the north, and maybe I don't want to go all the way down to Naples, or I don't want to be over in Palm Beach or West Palm, I want to be maybe around Tampa or Sarasota or somewhere over in that area, talk to you, and you can kind of ask me some questions and direct me in the right direction, put me in the right place there in your clubs in your area.
Absolutely. What we do is the initial phone consultation, and that would be with our client relationship manager, and then divvies up the phone calls for the different areas to the local PGA professionals. And for Sarasota, for the most part, Port Charlotte up into the Tampa area, across to the Sebring, you know, area of Florida, it's going to be me. And it's always nice to speak with the client about their golf experience and what they're looking for their golf experience. I mean, you know, what they're looking for price-wise, what they're looking for. You know, maybe they're looking for an 18-hole facility, or only they're looking for a 36-hole facility. Or, you know, there's a lot of little intricacies here and there about golf courses that people kind of forget about that they use on a daily basis. And if a practice facility isn't up to par, and I meant to say that, by the way, that's going to be a situation where they're going to be unhappy if they're going to want to go out and use the practice range 3 to 5 times a week. They're going to want a nice, big, well-kept, well-maintained practice range, and perhaps not even an aqua range. A lot of people don't care for those. So the consultation we go through really hit every single key point for a client coming down for the golf club, for me to really filter out 3 or 4 of the best clubs, from my knowledge, for them that would work the best.
We also found out that Sarasota is a very popular area for retirees from the north, and also a lot of Canadians seem to be moving into that area. What seems to be drawing these people into there besides the golf? What are some of the other things in the area that people seem to be drawn to?
You've also got down here, other than golf, as most people know, the beaches. You've got Siesta Key Beach, which is actually the number 3 ranked beach in the entire nation. It was number 1 last year. We dropped a couple spots, but we're now number 3. But, you know, I'll take top 3 beaches in the nation all day. We've also got a lot of arts, a lot of culture. We've got the Ringling Museum, which has a lot of, you know, very famous art. We've got the Sarasota Ballet. We've Marie Selby Botanical Gardens. We've got a lot of blues festivals. We have a well-known Sarasota Chalk Festival that goes on that a lot of, you know, international street artists come to. We've also got the Van Wezel Performing Arts Center, which has a plethora of famous entertainers that come through there. And we've also got a lot of shopping. Dealing with golf clients, a lot of them are so focused on the golf that, you know, we really need to focus on the other partner in the relationship, you know, the missus. We need to figure out, you know, what they want. Shopping's a big one for a lot of ladies. Really nice mall just put in at the University Park Center, University Town Center Mall. And We've got St. Armand Circle. We've got Longboat Key. I mean, there's a lot of great options aside from the golf course to really draw someone into the Sarasota area.
A lot of people this time of year from up here are drawn down there to hit some spring training venues, and I know that's always big in Florida this time of year. And Jason, I think you had a few comments about Sarasota as well.
Sarasota has been a very, very popular destination for our onboarding clients. Out of that survey that I mentioned of the last 100 that's coming in, 28 of those folks have been interested in the Sarasota market for a lot of reasons. Number one, quite frankly, is price point. They want to have something maybe not as expensive golf compared to other markets in the state, yet keep that trapped, what a better place than the Sarasota, Port Charlotte area. It caused us rapidly expand into those markets and hire guys like Tom and others to facilitate those clients that were coming into town. All in all, we wanted to make sure that we were there. We had the support system in place and have local knowledge, as you can see Tom has it, in that particular market. Like he said, 15, 20-minute conversation, and we can narrow it to three or four clubs quite quickly just based on what the expectations or the favorite baseballs of our clients are that will be in the area.
Thomas, any last thoughts before we let you go?
I was just going to say the spring training situation here is pretty fruitful. We've got you got the Pirates, the Orioles, and the Rays within probably about 45 minutes of each other. So, you know, with Golf Life Navigators, the relationship we have with our clients, the personal relationship that we have, and the knowledge that we give to them about the different courses and the local surrounding areas, just it's unmatched. It's, as Jason would tell you, it's definitely proprietary. It's something that we're very proud of, especially when I'm dealing with my clients. And my number one goal is to make sure that I find that right club for that right members. Happy to be working with Golf Life Navigators and, you know, look forward to having some more clients come my way.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Tom. They can find you, our listeners can find you at golflifenavigators.com. Visit there today, and Golf Life Navigators will help you find the right retirement property in Florida. Next on the show, we have Bob Bale, who has been in the golf media business for many years. He was with PGA Magazine. Did a lot of media work with the PGA of America over the years. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fred. I'm glad to be here.
Bob, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your experiences at the PGA and Florida in general?
Well, I'm almost a Florida native, lived here most of my life. I've been in Palm Beach County about 15 years now, and I worked with the PGA of America for about 10 years, worked with PGA Magazine a lot. My main role was overseeing the production of the monthly magazine, you know, a number of other things. I was kind of a newbie to the golf business when I went there, and I learned a lot about this industry over those years.
Now, you're located over there on the more eastern side of the state. How long did you work for PGA?
I worked there 10 years for the PGA of America headquarters in Palm Beach Gardens, and I'm just a little south of there. I live in Wellington.
And I think you had some responsibilities. You did some stuff for the Ryder Cup. You did some stuff for the PGA Championship. You were involved in a little bit of everything that the PGA of America had going on.
Yeah, just about anything that was printed and needed editing before it got printed, I was involved in. So we did the championship programs for the Ryder Cup, PGA Championship, and the Senior PGA Championship every year. That was in between the PGA Magazine responsibilities.
And I think you're doing a little bit of work for Golf Life Navigators now. Can you tell us a little bit about what that entails?
Yeah, I met Jason when I was still at the PGA. He came in telling us about this new company he started and thought it might make a good story in PGA Magazine. Maybe 6 months after that, I was in touch with Jason about doing some work for him, doing communications work. As of now, we're producing a newsletter, an e-newsletter that goes out twice a month, various topics, real estate, golf, lifestyle, anything that can, you know, really entice people up north, give them more information about what's going on down here.
I know you're right there. The Honda Classic is being played right there in your backyard this week, and I think you had some time you spent up there yesterday, and you also got to talk a little bit with Joe Steranker, the former PGA of America executive director, your former boss. Are there some things that you could share with us from that conversation that you learned from Joe?
Joe is actually my former boss's boss. He was CEO there for about 8 years. Now he is president of Children's Healthcare Charities, which is the host organization for the Honda Classic. in addition to his role as global strategist for Buffalo Brand Invigoration Group. So he gave me, it's a busy week for Joe, so I think it's a testament to how much he likes Jason that he had some time to carve out for us in the middle of the Honda Classic.
So he's very involved with that, and I think he was telling you something about the impact that the Honda Classic has on that Palm Beach County area over there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, I've been here about 15 years, and Golf Channel just called the Honda Classic one of the great revival stories on the PGA Tour. I can attest to that. Really coinciding since the move to PGA National, it's just become a huge event, really the can't-miss event for people who live here and people from out of town. Joe said the economic impact last year was a record $48 million to Palm Beach County, and that includes a 15% increase in hotel room nights from people coming to the area from 24 different states and 25 other countries.
That's amazing. And I think they also set some records on charitable giving, right?
Yep. $2.55 million directly attributable to the 2015 Honda Classic. And that's a nine-year total, which I'm pretty sure coincides with the run at PGA National. That's more than $13 million to charity. The number one charity is the Nicholas Children's Healthcare Foundation. That's the primary beneficiary. Ties in the name Jack Nicklaus with the event, obviously, which doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, well, being from Ohio and from Ohio State, Bob, I'm a pretty big Golden Bear fan, and he does a pretty good job of raising money for the Nationwide Children's Hospital here in Columbus, Ohio, also every year with the Memorial Tournament. So the whole Nicklaus family should be commended for all that work, and I know Barbara especially takes great pride in that, and I had the chance to talk with Jack last year, and he said, you know, Barbara's the one that got me into all this, showed me how important it was, and the charitable giving there and the charity work they do up here, and that's just phenomenal stuff. So from a spectator standpoint, what do they want to look for? What do they want to watch when they're down there at PGA National?
You know, when you say spectator at the Honda Classic now, it could be, you know, you could go anywhere from hardcore golf fans to people who are there for the party. And, oh, by the way, there's Phil Mickelson over there playing golf. It's really turned into a venue that people are saying rivals Phoenix a little bit for the atmosphere, the Phoenix Open, especially the Bear Trap. Set up stands all around, places where you can get refreshments while you're there. And probably the toughest volunteer job at the Honda Classic is trying to keep the crowd quiet at the Bear Trap because it's a real festive atmosphere. There's all kinds of things. I was out there yesterday. They built a new viewing area around the ninth hole and the 10th tee. Sit up very comfortably. It's not just grandstands anymore. It's, you know, an area where you can have a drink and relax, and people watch whatever people want to do to pass the day.
Those holes, there's a lot of water on that golf course. And those holes there, especially 15, 16, 17, the Bear Trap that you refer to, those kind of typify Florida golf for me. Everywhere you look, there seems like there's a lot of water, and they bring a lot of excitement every year, not only if you're there watching, but on TV at home.
And the view from the tee at 15 and 17, those par threes, is pretty, you know, pretty much the same on TV as you see when you're there. You see a lot of water and just a little bit of green to land on, and then there's the grandstands right behind the green. And I think they said 16 of 18 holes water is in play. And when you have the wind blowing like it is this week, you'll see a lot of balls go and get wet.
A lot of shaking of heads and gnashing of teeth and unhappy ball throws. Makes for great television. You mentioned in your comments that you were a volunteer at the tournament for a few years. And a lot of people don't understand that if they want to become more involved with the golf tournament, not only in Florida but in their own area, they could get involved as a volunteer and have a lot of fun doing it.
Exactly, and that's something Joe touched on yesterday. 1,600 volunteers for the Honda Classic. The event just doesn't happen if you had to hire people to do these jobs. So they really count on the volunteer force to get out. And fortunately for them, there's a lot of enthusiastic people in town here or from out of town, too. I've met some that actually come from out of town to volunteer for the event. So you can get all different types of jobs. I was fortunate enough to have an inside the ropes job when I did it about 4 years in a row. I was a walking scorer for NBC Sports, right up next to the golfers, and you close enough to hear their conversations with their caddies. You know, I highly recommend it for golf fans that that want to get more involved in the event and get up close with the players. It was a lot of fun.
Jason, any comments or questions for Bob?
Well, Bob, I'm just curious. I know you spent some time yesterday in the media center at the Honda. Was there any buzz going on around the reporters? Any knowledge you can throw our listeners away about tour players or what the scuttlebutt was?
It's such a positive buzz around there. Really been, like I said earlier, it's really been embraced by the players, by the PGA Tour. It's a fun week for everyone. You get the sense, you got players who stay right there on the property and are very accessible. You see them walking around the hallways at times. I think up to 75 players stay on site. And then you have a lot of players who live in the area too. They host parties and things. There was a story the other night about Tiger hosted a party at his restaurant in Jupiter for the Nike Tour teammates. So it's an event that the players like, the media likes, and obviously the people of Palm Beach County really like it as well. There's good news for the weather this week, because last year they lost a couple days to heavy rains, but the scores are definitely going to be impacted by the wind that came in after the front that went through yesterday. You talk about the water on 16 of 18 holes, and then you throw in some 15 to 20 knot winds, and it's going to make some scoring difficult.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for talking with us today and giving us really current information about the Honda Classic. The PGA Tour is there in town this week. Florida is lit up with spring training getting started and the Florida swing on the PGA Tour. Jason, any final thoughts before we sign off for today?
Another great show, Fred. You heard a number of PGA professionals in and around the industry and what we're doing this time of year. It's a very, very busy time frame for us all down here. Before we know it, it's going to be May, and people will be heading back north.
Well, Jason, thanks a lot. Thanks to all our guests today. That wraps up another edition of Golf Life Navigator's Guide to Success. We hope you enjoyed our guests and the information that they have given us about Florida and what prospective retirees may want to look for when choosing their retirement community. As always, we urge everyone to visit golflifenavigators.com and contact their experienced professionals to help guide them through the complexities of retirement and Florida real estate. Until next time, we want to thank you for listening and hope you will watch for the next edition of Guide to Success. For Jason Becker, I am Fred Albader, wishing you only fairways and green.
Thanks for listening to Golf Life Navigator's Guide to Success. For more insights or to get started with the Golf Life Navigators team, visit golflifenavigators.com and subscribe to the Golf Life Navigators podcast on TuneIn.